I'm Marianne Zalesnik here with our WVXU digital editor, Jen Merritt. Hello there.
Hello.
Now, Jen is usually at a computer and not in front of a microphone, occasionally in front of a microphone, and we're glad that she is joining us today so we can have this conversation. You are our first digital editor. It's a brand new position as of about not quite 2 years ago. So for people that may say, what is a digital editor? Why don't you tell us?
I am really here to help WVXU with their strategy for online, which prior to my arrival, I would say probably didn't really exist.
Was limited. How about that?
Yes, limited. And so what I'm doing is looking at things like our analytics to see how stories perform, working to improve our social media presence, and probably most excitedly for me was launched the first ever news-focused newsletter for WVXU, which is the Daily View.
Okay, I have a couple follow-ups on lots of things that you said there. One of the things you're not giving yourself credit for, which I will give you credit for, is making the website look a whole lot better.
Thank you. You've
taken a lot of design, and if people go to the website now compared to 2 years ago, you will have a much better experience, and that's thanks to Jen. You talked about the Daily View. If people want to get that, what do they do?
So go to wvxu.org/subscribe, and you'll see the Daily View there with a few of our other emails. It comes 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. It hits your inbox at 6 a.m. every weekday, and it'll be a roundup of all local news, because when we started the research for this, that was the feedback that we got, was that I'm missing that local connection. I think the comment that struck me most was somebody had said, I know more about Syria than I do about Cincinnati. So I strive really hard to keep all of the news that appears in there as local to the tri-state as possible.
And unlike many people from around here, you are not a native Cincinnatian.
No, I am not.
New Jersey.
Right? Yes, New Jersey originally. And then lived in New York for almost 10 years.
So you've taken the time to learn about the area, and you've learned a lot. And I often see you talking to Howard Wilkinson, who is our senior political analyst, to learn about the area. How's that? What's he sharing with you?
God bless him. He is so patient with all of my silly questions about Ohio and Ohio politics and how it works. And because it's a very different state than from where I came from originally, at least politically. So he's really been very generous with his time in explaining to me why Ohio is the way it is. And I'm really fascinated by Ohio.
What's so different? What surprised you the most?
About Ohio politics,
Ohio that's different from
where you... Oh, gosh. Well, the funniest thing was probably just how polite people are. When I first came here, I won't lie, I was like, okay, what's your angle? Like, when are you going to ask me for money?
Just because they were nice to you?
Just because they were nice to me. I had a guy come up to me at a coffee shop and say, oh, hey, I just saw you on a jog, which totally creeped me out, but he was just there to make conversation and talk about, you know, the weather. And so it was getting used to not thinking everybody wants something from me all the time, which I will say this about, because I know New York, New Jersey gets that bad rap of people always being rude. And it's just, you know, people are, they're on a mission. And if you stop them and you ask politely, they will stop and they will help you. So if you haven't been and you're scared to go because of that, it's sort of like, you know, people saying people in France are incredibly rude. I'm sure that's not really the case if you actually go. So.
One of the things that is interesting is for the digital editor, you were not very active in social media, but you now have what's called the agenda moment on Twitter. Tell us what that is.
Yes. So, yeah, I've found that a lot of my digital counterparts aren't super active in social media. And I think that's probably because we live and breathe it. It can get a little exhausting. But the agenda, so it's N-J-E-N-N, -D-U-H. The full credit goes to Kevin Reynolds, our marketing manager here, who came up with that. And part of my role here at WVXU is to check what's trending daily. And sometimes what's trending is just really crazy and funny. For some reason, for example, a Domino's pizza opening somewhere over in some small tiny town in Scotland was trending recently. I don't know why.
That's odd.
Yeah, very odd. So I just send these odd bits that we would never, ever use here at WVXU out into the world just so people can have that funny little break from some of the news of the day.
You talk about how you're sort of 24/7 dealing with all of this. How do you unplug? How do you step away? I know there's a lot of stories you come up with and ideas that you'll come up with that others of us haven't even found. And of course, we're all plugged in. And I'm always really impressed with that. But how do you finally sometimes say, yeah, I got to get away from this for a little while?
Well, I like to read and I do it old school.
You hold the book?
I hold a book. Yes, I don't. I had a Kindle for a while and just, I don't know, didn't enjoy it as much. So I went back to books. I've also gone back to the library, which has been fun. I didn't really do a lot of that in New York, New Jersey. And just recently, actually, I started taking a drawing class at Baker Hunt over in Covington. And that's been fun. So
what are you drawing?
We've done some, well, we're actually starting gesture drawing tomorrow is the class that meets on Wednesday evenings. And we're going to do our first gesture drawing tomorrow where we're going to actually have a model come in and he or she is going to hold a pose for a minute. And you're supposed to draw it as quickly as possible and then she'll move. But up until before that, you know, we have drawn a lot of still life, like plants and boxes and cups just for to get perspective down.
So now that you've been in Cincinnati for a few years, tell us what your favorite places are.
My favorite places in Cincinnati. I love Forno, which is a little pizzeria place right up the street from where we live, actually. And I will fully admit I went in there as a full-fledged pizza snob and had really low expectations.
Because you like New York pizza.
I love New York pizza. You can't beat it. But that pizza is pretty on point for it's not a New York slice, but for pizza, it's pretty good. So that's one of my favorite spots. We love the Cincinnati Arts Center. I have a five-year-old, and in particular, he loves it down there. He loves the rocking trailer, Shark Girl. So
you mean the Contemporary Arts Center?
Sorry, yes.
Cincinnati.
See, I'm still learning. I've been here 3 years.
Well,
but
I
still
thought you
learning.
Found a new place I didn't know about. No. I'm like, what's the Cincinnati Arts Center? I was afraid.
No,
to
the
ask.
Contemporary Arts Center.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
Well, I have to talk about your son because he's a hoot. You brought him in, and when he comes to work with you, he dresses the part. He wears a suit. He's five. He wears a suit. He wears a tie. He brings a briefcase. Mm-hmm. How seriously does he take your job?
He loves it. He was actually hoping for a snow day today so that he could come in and see everybody. He loves coming here.
He always brings donut holes, so he's a friend for everybody.
Yes, everybody loves seeing him because he brings munchkins all the time. And I have to say I don't put him in those things. He chooses them himself. Actually, for his school picture, he chose to wear a button-down shirt and a blazer. And I know it's not going to translate very well because we're on the radio, but he's kind of off to the side with his arm up. He looks like he's making a bid for class president. So.
Well, that's coming.
Yeah.
He is five. He's got a couple of years, but he's getting ready.
Yeah.
What do you wish everyone knew about the challenges of your position, and what do you think you're most looking forward to in the future as far as our digital presence is concerned?
I would say part of the challenges, I mean, the data can tell me what you all are looking at, but it can't really tell me what you want. I'd love to have or to hear from you all. I'll say that, and feel free to email me.
jmerritt@wvxu.org.
Correct. And actually, if you subscribe to the Daily View, I have it set up where if you just respond directly to that email, just hit reply, it'll come to me. I want to know that what we're doing is what you actually want to read and what you want to see and what you want to share, because as a public radio station, we are here for you. We are not doing things based on advertiser wants or desires. So in order to keep you coming back to us, we need to be producing the content that you want to see. Or even, you know, you can follow me on Twitter. Again, I'm not super active there, but if you...
Agenda.
But I am at Jennifer Merritt, and that is two N's, two R's, and two T's. If you find me there, and you can DM me, or you can at reply me, and let me know what you want to see. I want to hear... I mean, of course, I want to hear what we're doing well, but I also want to hear what we're not doing so well so that we can improve upon that. So I think that would probably be my... challenge for the coming year is to kind of see how we can open up that conversation a bit more digitally. I know on the broadcast side, you guys can, you know, we can take calls on Cincinnati Edition, and people email the station all the time with feedback for what they've heard on air. But I'd love to hear what you think of what's happening online.
And if you haven't been online, WVXU.org, check it out as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, I've been talking with Jen Merritt, our digital editor here at WVXU, and she will remind you again, sign up for the Daily View. You can do that at WVXU.org. Thanks so much.